Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Massage therapist. What are some of your most awkward or disgusting experiences with clients? Story one, I really enjoyed doing this work. I'm a guy, by the way. Honestly, the strangest thing I usually deal with are some odd phone calls, but that's about it. One time, a caller asked me what kind of massage I do. That's often a roundabout way of asking for something inappropriate. I told him clearly, Swedish massage. He said, oh, that's something my partner and I would be interested in. Do you also do, you know, a special kind of massage for women? Now, I find that word frustrating because it doesn't actually mean what people think, but it's often used as a hint for something that isn't part of professional massage. I just said, no. Then he asked again, could you? And I said, no. From there, it was just an awkward moment where we both pretended he hadn't just asked me for something I don't offer, and we ended the call as politely as possible. The only other unusual moment I remember was when a kind but very lonely older man once told me how much he appreciated having a good-looking person take care of him. I admit, at first it felt a little uncomfortable, but then I just laughed inside and thought, well, at least he called me pretty. For a split second, I jokingly imagined living a life of wealth as someone's companion, inheriting a mansion and fortune someday. But then I remembered, nah, I'm married, and my life is already set on a different path. That said, the strange moments are rare, and the benefits of this job are worth it. Swedish massage is fascinating. It's based on real medical knowledge of how the body works. You learn terms like desquamation and lymphatic. Of course, there are perks. Sometimes women hire you for a massage, sometimes men. And yes, occasionally you do get a client who's very attractive, but professionalism always comes first. Honestly, the majority of my clients are men, since a lot of women therapists prefer not to work with male clients. Personally, I enjoy it because men usually have more muscle, and that's the fun part for me, digging deep into a thigh or shoulder and helping loosen things up. TLDR, a few weird calls and funny life thoughts aside, massage is an amazing career. Story 2, not me, but my karate / jiu-jitsu instructor went through this. Backstory, he's a small guy, kind of quiet but super skilled. One day, he came into class late with this strange look on his face. We finished training, and just as I was about to leave, I asked him what was wrong. Honestly, I wish I hadn't. He took a deep breath and said, "Are you sure you want to know?" I said yes, because he's a good guy and I felt like I should listen. So here's what happened. Earlier that day, he had an appointment with a client. She was a larger lady, maybe 200 to 300 pounds, and had just come from a gym. I actually laughed when he said that, because, hey, at least she was putting in the effort. She wanted to cool down and relax. She was very kind, but my instructor wasn't prepared for what he was about to face. He gave her the full treatment. Massage, hot stone, steam room, the works. She had money, so she went all in. That part wasn't the problem. The problem started when she went to the bathroom afterward. She stayed in there until about 5 to 10 minutes before closing. Once she left, my instructor decided to go in and clean up. That's when he smelled something horrible. He opened the door and froze. On the wall was a disturbing art project made out of something no one should ever use as paint. And to make it worse, she had shaped it into something that looked like him. He said for the next week or two, he was honestly nervous about coming into work. The staff even pulled the security footage and confirmed it was her. TLDR, my instructor once had a client who left behind a very gross bathroom art project, and he's never forgotten it. Story 3. This happened while we were deployed. There was an opportunity to get massages from the local workers. Now, we had already heard some wild stories about these massage therapists. Basically, people said they were just older ladies who didn't massage you. They beat you up. My buddy had been having terrible back pain and finally said, "Forget it, I'm going to try." So, he goes in, gets on the table, wraps a towel around himself, and lies down. The lady, who looked about 80 years old, maybe 130 pounds, with arthritic-looking hands, starts the massage. But it wasn't massage at all. She just started punching him. His back, legs, neck, like he owed her money. He said it was the beating of his life. And honestly, he swore she could have knocked out a professional fighter with how hard she hit. Now, here's where things went downhill. We'd been away from home and our partners for about 4 months, and as his body got used to the treatment, something embarrassing happened. He became physically, let's just say, overly relaxed. At that exact moment, the towel slipped, the old lady saw it, and before he could even react, she moved faster than he thought humanly possible. The next thing he knew, she had grabbed him in a way that made him scream. She squeezed, twisted, and basically hit him with what he described as a 1-2 combo. We were all sitting outside when we saw him stumbling back to the tent, trying to pull his clothes on while hunched over, looking like he had just lost a fight. He was wailing and clutching himself like his life was over. When he finally managed to explain what happened, we couldn't stop laughing until he said, in the most broken voice we'd ever heard, "She hit me with a combo, and I think she broke me." He couldn't, you know, for about a month afterward because it hurt too much. To this day, he swears he'll never get another massage again. TLDR, my buddy got massaged by an old lady overseas, but instead of massage, he got punched, grabbed, and hit with a combo move he'll never forget. Story 4. I used to be a massage therapist at my local YMCA. There was a group of 4 women, all in their early 50s, who would come in after playing tennis. They took turns getting massages. At first, it was great. They were easygoing, usually tipped well, and were fun to chat with. But then things got weird. One of the women asked me if I could always put her first on the schedule. She even offered me a diamond tennis bracelet if I agreed. I politely said no to the gift, but promised I'd rotate the order fairly, so everyone got a chance to be first sometimes. At first, she seemed fine with that. But over time, she started getting more demanding. She would beg me to extend her session, cutting into her friend's time. She kept offering me expensive presents, fancy meals, even shopping trips, things I wasn't comfortable accepting. The more I turned her down, the stranger her behavior became. Finally, one day, she stopped being subtle. She crossed a line and made a very direct advance toward me. I pulled back immediately and told her, very politely, that I wasn't interested in her that way. That's when she completely flipped. She raised her voice so that not only her friends but also my co-workers could hear. She accused me of leading her on for months and yelled that I didn't deserve her time or money. Then she started insulting my appearance and even my education. And just like that, she stormed out, angry, yelling, and not even fully dressed. I was mortified. Everyone in the building heard. That same day, I quit. I started working as a waiter instead. And honestly, I never had the nerve to go back to massage therapy again. TLDR, a client at the YMCA became obsessed, crossed a line, and then caused a huge public scene when I rejected her. It was the last day I ever worked as a massage therapist. Story 5. I've seen a lot as a massage therapist, but some moments stick out more than others. The funniest tattoo I ever saw? A completely naked Yoda. The grossest? A zombie. Well, let's just say it was in a private place. Now, I can't tell you how many times clients have tried to cross boundaries and grab me. The weirdest was one guy who just casually reached out and honked my chest like it was a joke. The scariest? My boss once booked a client who was clearly not well mentally. He was filthy, couldn't communicate properly, and gave off a really dangerous vibe. I tried to make it clear this was professional massage, but he didn't get it and suddenly grabbed my upper thigh hard. That one shook me. The most shocking? A very friendly artist who, near the end of his session, tried to drag my hand somewhere it definitely wasn't supposed to go. I immediately dropped his shoulders, walked out of the room, and let the receptionist handle him. He spent a long time in the restroom, made some creepy comments about me, tipped way too much, and left. But the biggest creep award goes to a young guy I worked on in a resort town down south. After his massage, he invited me to his room for a drink. I refused. He lost it, yelling at me, calling me names, and harassing me until we kicked him out. I thought it was over. It wasn't. That man followed me around for 2 weeks. Sometimes he'd invite me to run away with him back to his grandmother's house. Other times, he'd scream at me, call me awful names, and even threaten me. If we had known he was staying that long, we would have had him arrested. And the most exhausting client? An older woman who spent her entire session going on a racist rant. That one was just draining. But the hardest part of all wasn't the creeps or the scary clients. It was my internship. I trained in an oncology ward, working with people who didn't have much time left. They were my first real clients. They were so kind, so grateful, and honestly, some of the most wonderful people I've ever met. Most of them are gone now, but I'll never forget how they made me feel. All that said, this is still the best job in the world. Sadly, I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and my pain won't let me keep working much longer. It breaks my heart. I want to do this forever. It's all I've ever dreamed of. So if you're thinking about becoming a massage therapist, do it. Do it for me. You won't regret it. Story 6. My mom is a massage therapist, and for a while, she worked out of our house. She had a little studio set up downstairs where clients would come for their session. One day, a woman came in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Probably in her late 60s. She was a little on the heavier side, but very confident. As always, my mom explained the standard procedure. Please undress to your comfort level and get under covers. I'll step outside until you're ready. A few minutes later, my mom knocked and asked if the woman was ready. She said yes, so my mom walked back in, only to find the woman standing in the middle of the room completely unclothed. The woman looked at her and said, "Honey, I'm sure you've seen more than this in your day." Spoiler. She had not. Edit. Funny enough, this ended up being my most popular story ever. Thanks, Mom. Story 7. This one wasn't awkward for the client, because he never knew we found out, but it was hilarious for us. So, I had let this guy into massage room to get settled. He had only a towel on, and was supposed to lie on the table under the sheet. Now, massage tables have that little face hole at the top, where you're supposed to rest your head. Well, this guy must have misunderstood. He laid down the wrong way, and let his private parts hang right through the face hole instead. Apparently, he looked totally relaxed, probably thought it was super comfortable. The therapist said she nearly burst out laughing when she walked in and realized what happened. Story 8. My mom has been a massage therapist for over 20 years. She's in her 50s now, and she absolutely loves her job. She works with all kinds of clients, elderly people, people who are overweight. It doesn't matter to her. She sees everyone as people, and she's never the type to be easily grossed out or judgmental. But one thing she does mind is when people cross the line. The worst example was when she was giving massage to a client who happened to be a friend's husband. In the middle of the session, he decided it would be appropriate to ask her for something completely unprofessional. That moment really upset her because she takes her work seriously and respects her clients. For someone to disrespect her like that, especially a friend's husband, was one of the most troubling experiences she ever had in her career. Story 9. This wasn't me as a massage therapist. I was the one getting the massage. I was on an island in Fiji, and it seemed like the perfect idea to get a massage in one of those little beach huts. Sounds relaxing, right? Well, not for me. I had been smoking a little earlier, so I was kind of floating, and my skin felt extra sensitive. I laid down on the table, facing the little cutout hole, and the massage began. But instead of relaxing, every touch felt insanely ticklish. I kept tensing up without meaning to, which clearly frustrated the massage therapist. The more tense I got, the more stressed she seemed, and the vibe in the hut was going downhill fast. Then it got worse. I sneezed, and not just a little sneeze, a big, messy one. Suddenly, there was this long, dangling string of snot hanging from my face through the head hole of the massage table. It swayed there like a vine in the wind. I tried sniffing it back in, but no luck. I reached up to wipe it, but the table was too wide to reach my face without moving. So there I was, with this green ribbon swinging down toward the ground. I finally thought, okay, just let it go. We're on a beach. No big deal. But that's exactly when she stepped around to massage my shoulders, placing her perfectly pedicured feet directly beneath it. I panicked. I sniffed and sniffed, desperately tried to reel it back in, but it just dangled there threatening to snap loose. Meanwhile, she kept massaging my back with these spidery fingers that only made me more ticklish, and I was trying not to laugh while also trying not to drop the vine onto her toes. Eventually, the session ended. I sat up, and the thing slapped right across my face. She handed me a tissue, looking absolutely disgusted, while I tried to thank her and exit as quickly as possible. But of course, it wasn't over. On my way out, I walked face first into a thick wooden beam supporting the hut. The crack of my head was a final cherry on top of what was, without a doubt, the most awkward massage of my life. TLDR, being ticklish, sneezing mid-massage, dangling snot, and hitting my head all combined to create the worst massage experience ever. Story 10. Massage therapist here. One thing I'll never understand is why so many men, not all but a lot, expect something extra beyond a normal massage. That is not what I do. That is not what I advertise. And it is not part of massage therapy. Yet, after spending an hour working on them, often sweaty, hairy, and not exactly pleasant, they'll ask me if there are additional benefits. It's frustrating and disrespectful. Women, on the other hand, usually just come in, get their massage, say thank you, and leave. It's a much better experience overall. Unfortunately, most of my clients are men, so I deal with this more often than I'd like. Sigh. Edit. It's now 6 a.m. Where I am, and I'm completely exhausted. I'll answer more questions when I can. In the meantime, feel free to read through the comments, and I hope you all have a good day, night, or morning, wherever you are. Story 11. This is kind of a reverse of the usual weird massage client stories. A friend recommended a massage place near me, so I decided to try it out. When I got there, this very attractive guy came out and told me he would be my therapist for the next hour. I thought, score. And let me tell you, he had magic hands. It was honestly the best massage of my life. I'd always heard how men sometimes get a little too relaxed during massages, but I never thought it could happen to women. Well, apparently it can. But then came the weird part. As I'm lying there enjoying myself, I suddenly feel him lean in a little closer. And let's just say, it was obvious he was a little too relaxed as well. I didn't know what to do, so I just let the session finish, thanked him, and left. It was hands down the best massage I've ever had, but I walked out feeling a little more frustrated than when I walked in. TLDR, went in for a massage, got the best one of my life, but things got awkward when the therapist himself got a little too in the moment. Story 12. This happened when I was still in massage school. I was giving a guy a massage, and toward the end, I noticed he was shifting around a lot and acting a little awkward. He mentioned it was his first massage, so I didn't think much of it and just finished the session. When it was over, he came out looking super embarrassed. He barely made eye contact, paid as quickly as he could, and rushed out the door. I went back into the room to change the sheets, and that's when I noticed something unusual. Right there under the top sheet was a shiny little spot. I had a pretty good idea what it was, but to be sure, I leaned closer. Yep, exactly what I thought. Let's just say he left behind his own kind of tip. The worst part? He didn't even tip me money. Just left that instead. To be fair, I think it was probably an accident based on how embarrassed he was. It happens sometimes when people get too relaxed. And if you think that's bad, one of my classmates had it worse. She gave a massage to an older man, and he got so relaxed he completely ruined her sheets in a totally different way. TLDR. Guy got too relaxed during a massage and left behind a very gross tip. My classmate had a similar horror story, but even messier. Story 13. I'm a beauty therapist, and I do massage as well. One time, a girl about my age in her 20s came in for a full body massage. It was a gift from her boyfriend. Everything seemed normal, but as I started the massage, I noticed something strange. The oil on her skin looked streaky, kind of brownish, and it had a weird smell. After a while, she casually mentioned that she had spent the whole morning applying fake tan before coming in. I looked down at my hands, and they were completely brown, like I had just dipped them in melted chocolate. I had to gently explain to her that it probably wasn't the best idea to get a massage right after tanning, because now her tan was going to be one big streaky mess. Definitely a tan fail. Luckily, I haven't had any super creepy experiences myself, though I know some of my coworkers have. One of them had a guy come in, and when she told him the massage was finished, he actually offered her extra money for special extras. She was so uncomfortable she ran off crying. TLDR. A fake tan client turned my hands brown mid-massage, and while I've avoided the creepy experiences, some of my co-workers haven't been so lucky. Story 14. I once had a very eccentric client come into our clinic asking for a 2A non-massage, a type of Chinese massage. Normally, we give clients privacy to undress down to their comfort level before we start. But with this guy, I didn't even get the chance to step out of the room. Before I could hand him a towel, he dropped his pants and revealed a bright, sparkling blue G-string. He was about 58 years old, had a big belly, gray hair, a gold earring, and was very hairy. As I started the massage, he began talking about his own line of work. He claimed he was a special kind of masseuse and kept describing the way he did massages in a very suggestive manner. Basically, He was oversharing way too much about his supposed skills and trying to advertise himself while I was stuck massaging him. The entire session, he kept making comments like, "You're really good with your hands," while also bragging about how great he was at his job. Let's just say it was one of the most awkward massages I've ever had to give. Story 15. Not me, but my girlfriend. She does waxing as well as massage. One day, she was carefully waxing a client and noticed what looked like a big mole in a very sensitive spot. She worked around it cautiously, trying not to hurt the client. But at one point, she accidentally pulled too close and the mole came right off. Turns out, it wasn't a mole at all. Yeah, it was exactly what you're imagining. TLDR. My girlfriend once thought she ripped off a mole during a wax, but it turned out to be something else entirely. Story 16. This happened when I first started getting massages. I had a voucher, so I booked an appointment with a massage school student. It was one of the first times I'd ever had a professional massage. He asked me to undress to my comfort level, get under the covers, and said he'd be back in a few minutes. At first, everything was fine. Most of the massage felt great. I was relaxed and almost falling asleep. But about three quarters of the way through, things got weird. I was lying on my stomach, and he was working on the backs of my legs. At one point, I thought I heard him mumble something, but I couldn't make it out, so I just stayed still. Then, as he moved from my calves up to my thighs, he grazed a couple of areas that he definitely shouldn't have. I froze, not sure what to do or say. And then, the worst part, he actually leaned down and licked the back of my thigh. I jumped up immediately, grabbed a sheet, and freaked out. Thankfully, he didn't try to follow me or stop me from leaving, but the experience was terrifying. To this day, I refuse to ever have a male massage therapist again. TLDR, a massage school student crossed a major boundary during my first massage, and the experience left me shaken for good. Story 17. I'm not a massage therapist, but this is one of my favorite funny massage-related stories to tell. Back in January, me and about 30 classmates went on a four-week trip to Vietnam. While we were there, we'd often talk to random people in the streets because you never know what kind of interesting travelers you'll meet. Around the 10th day, I walked up to a guy who had a bunch of tattoos, including one that looked really fresh. It was a Southern Cross, so I asked him if he was from Australia. He said yes. Then I asked if he was from Tasmania. Again, yes. Turns out, this guy literally lived only 20 minutes from my house. What are the odds, right? So I called my friends over, and we all started chatting with him. He looked kind of rough around the edges, but he was friendly. He introduced us to a couple of very pretty Vietnamese women who were standing next to him, and they smiled and said hello. That's when he told us that he had actually met one of the women at a massage parlor in Vietnam, went back to Australia for a bit, and then decided to return to marry her. At first, we thought it sounded like a romantic story, until he made some comments that made it very clear these massage parlors were not the family-friendly kind. Out of curiosity, we asked him where this massage place was. Without hesitation, he wrote down the address for us, insisting we had to check it out. Then he explained that it was apparently one of the biggest and most well-known places of that kind in all of Vietnam. When we looked at the address, we were shocked. It was the same as our hotel. At first, we thought he was wrong. But then he told us, fourth floor, just ask for a special massage. That's when we realized he was right. Our hotel elevator skipped directly from 3 to 5. The fourth floor was locked off, only accessible by a guarded back staircase. So basically, for the first 2 weeks of our school trip, we were living above one of the biggest hidden massage businesses in Vietnam. TLDR. On a school trip to Vietnam, we discovered our hotel was actually sitting right on top of one of the country's largest secret massage parlors. Story 18. This might get buried, but here goes. My girlfriend's mom is a professional massage therapist. She's been doing it for years and is very good at it. One day, a man came in complaining of constant headaches. She asked him to sit down so she could work on him, and then requested that he remove his head covering. At first, he was hesitant. But eventually he agreed, saying that since he was in America, he would try doing things our way. She carefully removed it, and that's when she screamed, because hidden underneath, crawling through his hair, were spiders, dozens of them. They had actually built a nest on his head. To this day, she still can't understand how he didn't notice or feel them crawling around. The man jumped up immediately, bolted out of the room, and never came back. TLDR. My girlfriend's mom once uncovered a spider nest in a client's hair while trying to help with his headaches. Story 19. I'm a male massage therapist, and this happened back when I was still in school doing clinic hours. The environment was usually pretty relaxed. A lot of us had regulars, and I got into a routine of seeing the same people each week. One of my regulars was an older man who had been coming to the school for years. For some reason, he always requested me. The school couldn't guarantee you'd get the therapist you wanted, but somehow, every week like clockwork, he'd end up being my last client of the night. At first, he was friendly and social, but over time, his behavior got more uncomfortable. His questions became very personal, and no matter how much I tried to redirect, he kept pushing. It also became clear that whenever I had him turn over midway through the session, he was deliberately trying to make things awkward. That was usually when he'd start with the more personal question. One night, he crossed the line completely. He asked me straight out if I would give him a special ending for extra money. I stayed calm, told him no, and just finished the session as professionally as I could. The next day, I went straight to one of my instructors and explained the situation. She didn't seem surprised, just nodded and quietly offered to switch my schedule so I wouldn't have to deal with him again. She reassigned him to a different male therapist instead. TLDR, while in massage school, one of my regular clients became inappropriate and kept pushing boundaries. When he finally asked outright for something unprofessional, I declined and got reassigned so I wouldn't have to deal with him again. Story 20. My brother does massage therapy as a side job, and he's collected a ton of horror stories over the years. One of the strangest ones happened at the studio he worked in, which he shared with other therapists. A man came in one day and specifically asked for a male therapist. No big deal. That happens sometimes. The client was shown into the room and given the usual instructions, undress to your comfort level and get under the sheet. But when my brother walked back in a few minutes later, the man was just sitting cross-legged on the couch, completely uncovered. It immediately made my brother uncomfortable. He apologized, asked the man again to please get under the sheet, and stepped out for a few minutes. When he came back and started the massage, things got even weirder. The man had a very graphic tattoo on his back, and throughout the session, he kept making suggestive comments. He even started tugging the sheet down a little and saying things like, "It's just the two of us here. What happens here stays here. I wouldn't tell anyone." The whole situation left my brother seriously unnerved, but he kept a professionalism, finished the session, and was more than relieved when the time was up. Afterward, the studio quietly added the client to their internal watch list so staff would know to be cautious if he ever returned. TLDR, a male client ignored all boundaries, made suggestive comments, and creeped out my brother during a massage. He finished the session professionally but was glad to never see that man again. Story 21. I've been a licensed massage therapist for about 10 years now, female here, and let me tell you, I've seen more of the human body than I ever expected or wanted to. Funny enough, it always seemed like women were the ones more likely to flash me without hesitation. I've seen enough, let's just say unnecessary reveals, to joke that I sometimes felt like keeping a machete in the office just to cut through the jungle. I've worked on every type of person you can imagine, men and women, young and old, big and small. That's part of the job, especially when you're still in school and need to complete a set number of hours to get licensed. I've massaged beautiful people, average people, and everyone in between. Some clients just wanted to relax. Some came in mostly to talk, and some snored through the entire session. Others wanted deep tissue work, so intense it felt like I was in a wrestling match instead of a spa. Personally, I've always preferred working on clients with a little more meat on their bones rather than someone extremely thin. It's just easier for me, though that's just personal preference. To anyone who feels self-conscious about their body, please don't. Go get a massage. I know the idea of lying under a sheet can feel intimidating, but we're trained to make sure you're comfortable and secure the entire time. By the time I was working in a medical office, I had already massaged hundreds of people of all shapes and sizes. At the end of the day, we go into this field knowing we'll work with all kinds of people, and we treat everyone with respect. With all that being said, I'm really glad I chose this career. It's not easy. It takes long hours, a good personality, and the ability to market yourself. But I love what I do, and I enjoy it every day. TLDR, I've seen it all as a massage therapist, but at the end of the day, it's a rewarding career where people of all shapes and sizes are welcome. Story 22. I used to work as a receptionist at a massage clinic. All of our therapists were licensed, and it was a completely legitimate business. But because most of our staff were Asian, unfortunately, some people made assumptions that we offered extras, which we absolutely did not. One day, a big guy came in and requested one of our longest sessions, a 2-hour Swedish massage. Nothing seemed off at first. He was polite, paid in advance, and followed me to the room. I told him the usual instructions, disrobe to his comfort level, and get under the sheet while the therapist prepared. Everything seemed normal, but a few minutes later, the therapist who had gone in came rushing back out, shouting and slamming the door behind her. Turns out, instead of getting under the sheet like he was told, the guy was sitting completely uncovered on the edge of the bed, and according to her, when she walked in and froze, he smiled in this really unsettling way and even stood up as if he was going to approach her. We immediately told him to leave, or we'd call the police. Luckily, he didn't argue, he just walked out. The kicker? He had already paid in full, so no refund for him. On his way out, he actually handed me his unused towel and asked me to fold it. TLDR, creepy guy tried to turn a legit massage into something it wasn't. Instead of extras, he left with his towel folded and no refund. Story 23, massage therapist here. There are all kinds of clients we deal with, some who don't smell great, some who are really large, some who are super skinny. Honestly, massaging bone is harder than massaging muscle. Some who are awkward, and some who are so hairy it feels like you're massaging a rug. But for me, the absolute worst type of client has to be the ones, usually older, who have a lot of dead skin buildup. Once you start massaging them with oil or cream, it mixes together into this gritty, sticky paste. It gets all over your hands, smears across their skin, and you're stuck trying to keep a straight face while also kind of flinging it off just to get through the session. That, hands down, is the most off-putting part of the job for me. TLDR, the hardest clients aren't the smelly or hairy ones. It's the ones whose dead skin mixes with oil and turns massage into a sticky, gritty mess. Story 24. I work as a massage therapist at a golf resort, and one of the most common questions I get is, do clients usually talk during their massages? Over the years, I've seen some interesting things. The worst feet I've ever come across belonged to someone whose arches had completely fallen. The hairiest client I've ever massaged looked like Chewbacca. Seriously. And if you don't know who that is, imagine someone hairier than Robin Williams. I'm also licensed in aesthetics, and once I waxed a man's back that was just as hairy. Some men also request scalp massages, which honestly aren't my favorite. And yes, I've been asked if clients ever proposition me. My usual answer is, not a smart move when I got an elbow in your back. Outside of work, I had one gross experience with a friend. We were hanging out, and they took their shoes off. Their feet had a strong odor and looked really red. At first, I didn't think much of it until they started scratching nonstop. I finally asked if their feet were itchy, and they said, they're always itchy. At that point, I couldn't hold back. I told them, as politely as I could, that it was my professional opinion they needed to get their feet checked. I apologize for sounding blunt, but constant itching, odor, and discoloration are not normal. They didn't like hearing that and ended our friendship. Honestly, I don't regret it. I don't want nasty feet near me. Overall, though, I love this job. I'll never work in massage envy, though. Too many of my classmates and clients have told me horror stories about those places. TLDR, from Chewbacca-level hair to funky feet, I've seen it all as a massage therapist, but I still love the work. Story 25, female massage therapist here. And surprisingly, nothing too creepy or over-the-top has happened to me so far. Back when I was still in school, I had this one client who really wanted extra focus on his toes of all things. So I spent a good chunk of time working on his toes, not my favorite, but okay. Then he asked for glute work and actually pulled his short shorts down to expose more than I was prepared for. I was brand new to the field and still pretty innocent, so I just pulled his shorts back up and kept it professional. Since then, I've had a few clients make flirty comments or try to give me hugs after session, but nothing too extreme. One thing I do see all the time, though, involuntary reaction. Let's just say it happens constantly, and I've learned to ignore it. Despite the awkward moments, I truly love my job. It's rewarding, and while it's physically demanding, it's also very fulfilling. Honestly, I think your experiences depend a lot on where you work, what part of town, the environment, and who you're employed by. Personally, I'm glad I chose this career. TLDR, weird requests and awkward moments happen, but overall massage therapy is rewarding, and I love what I do. Story 26. This thread reminded me of the last time I got a deep back massage. In the UK, whenever I've had a massage, I've never been completely nude. You usually just undress to your comfort level. But on holiday in Croatia, I booked a massage at the hotel spa. The therapist left the room while I got onto the table. I took my top off but kept my bikini bottoms on. Honestly, I don't really mind being undressed in front of strangers in that setting, so if she'd asked me to take them off, I probably would have. What I wasn't prepared for was lying there on my stomach, eyes closed, listening to the relaxing spa music, and suddenly having my bikini bottoms pulled down without warning. Before I even processed it, she had started massaging my glutes. It was definitely surprising and felt a bit awkward in the moment, but I can't lie, it also ended up being the best massage I've ever had. TLDR, went for a massage in Croatia, got an unexpected surprise when therapists pulled down my bikini bottoms. Awkward, but still the best massage of my life. Story 27. A client once came in hunched over with really bad low back pain. I explained that I probably need to do some work around the hip area, so she might want to remove her underwear. That's when she told me, oh, well, I had an accident earlier today and had to throw mine away, so I think I'll just keep my pants on. I hesitated, and even my co-workers later told me I should have refused, but in the moment I felt bad for her. I thought, if she's already had that kind of day, the last thing she needs is someone refusing to help. So I went ahead with a massage, with her pants still on. I worked on her back, did compressions on her glutes and hamstrings, but the whole time, there was this unmistakable smell hanging in the air. At the end of the session, I noticed faint brown stains along the cuff of her pants. She actually tipped me really well, which was nice, but afterward, I had to bleach and sanitize the entire room. And honestly, you can disinfect the equipment, but you can't disinfect your brain. That memory stays forever. TLDR, gave a massage to a client who'd had an accident earlier in the day. Tried to be kind, but ended up with a story and a smell I'll never forget. Story 28. I've shared this story before, but it's one of the wildest ones my sister has experienced as a massage therapist. She was working at a very nice upscale spa. During a session with one male client, she noticed that he just wouldn't stay still. He kept wriggling around on the table, shifting back and forth. She kept checking in, asking if he was okay and comfortable. Each time, he said he was fine, so she just continued. The session finally ended, and she left the room to let him get dressed. A few minutes later, she knocked on the door to check if he was ready and if he wanted some water. He said he was done, so she walked back in, only to find him doing something highly inappropriate right there on the massage table. That explained all the moving around during the session. Needless to say, management made him pay for the session, but told him he was never welcome back again. The experience shook her so badly that she took a break from massage therapy for a while. She's back at the same spa now, but she still gets clients who ask for extras, and honestly, she's not nearly as excited about the profession anymore. TLDR, a client at a luxury spa, was caught behaving inappropriately on the massage table. He got banned, but the experience made my sister rethink her career for a while. Story 29. I haven't really had many awkward clients, but I've definitely had a few with questionable hygiene habits. I trained at a natural medicine school where there were lots of yoga teachers, energy healers, and hippie types, along with the usual anatomy and science classes. One day, I got paired with a guy who clearly didn't believe in deodorant. And, of course, that was the day we were practicing chest and arm massage. No matter how many times I washed my hands and arms with soap afterward, I couldn't get his smell off me. I even drove home with the windows rolled down, but when I walked in the door, my husband immediately said, "Holy crap, what is that smell?" I showered 3 times that night, trying to get it off me. Another client was a slightly overweight teenage girl who came in wearing sheepskin UGG boots with no socks on a rainy day. The moment she took her boots off, the room filled with the smell of a wet dog. After she left, I had to light candles and air the room out completely, but honestly, aside from those rare cases, most clients are great. And while every now and then you get someone very attractive, once they're on the table face down and covered with towels, they all just become bodies full of muscles, tendons, and ligaments to work on. The most rewarding part is when you feel the muscles finally relax under your hands, and the client leaves saying how much better they feel, especially when they book another session on the spot. That makes it all worth it. TLDR had some funky-smelling clients, but overall massage therapy is rewarding and absolutely worth doing. Story 30. Massage therapist here. When you do this job long enough, you realize that farts, weird body reactions, and unusual smells just become normal. The human body does what it wants when it's fully relaxed, and you learn to shrug it off. The really awkward moments usually come from the things people say. I once had a woman who was very overweight tell me she knew she was going to die the same way her parents did. I tried to reassure her and say she could change her lifestyle, but it quickly became clear she just wanted to vent about her life and struggles. Another thing that happens a lot is clients expecting us to be doctors. They'll point out strange growths, numbness in their limbs, or pains that are clearly not muscle-related and ask me if it's fine. Whenever I say, "You should see a doctor about that," the silence that follows is always uncomfortable. The energy in the room shifts, and I feel like I'm ruining their massage. But at the end of the day, I'm not a doctor, and I won't pretend to be one. As a straight guy, I'll admit that when I first started, working on beautiful women was challenging. In the beginning, there's that instant reaction of, wow. But honestly, by the time the session is underway, they just become another client like anyone else. On the flip side, most of my gay male clients are fantastic. I've had some really fun conversations with them. But occasionally, there's one who makes things awkward with flirty looks or suggestive behavior. And in those moments, I finally understand what women mean when they say, men can be a lot. Even with all that, it's still a great career. I get plenty of free time, meet fascinating people, hear amazing stories, and make a decent living with good tips. Plus, massage therapists come from all kinds of backgrounds. A lot of us got into this work because we want a change in life. So if you're thinking about becoming one, I'd say go for it. Just know that the schooling is tougher than people expect, depending on where you live. TLDR, weird body stuff becomes normal. Awkward comments are harder to handle. But overall, massage therapy is rewarding and full of great people. Story 31. I'll start off by saying I'm female because I think it makes a big difference in how you're treated in this field. I've owned my own business and also worked at spas, clinics, chiropractor's offices, and even for a massage chain inside a truck stop. Over the years, I've dealt with inappropriate behavior, men trying to touch me, making advances, or assuming massages come with extras. Some even made a mess of the sheets. It takes a lot of professionalism to not just throw them off the table and yell at them to get out. You'd honestly be surprised how many people think massages are supposed to end that way. And then there are the hygiene issues. You'd think people would at least shower before massage, but not always. I once had a farmer coming straight from the field. He was gritty, sweaty, and musty, but the worst part was his breath, which smelled exactly like pig manure. Massage therapy is not for the squeamish. You need a strong stomach and an even stronger sense of empathy. Clients are at their most vulnerable. They're often in pain, sometimes nervous, and they're putting their bodies completely in your hands. But here's the other side of it. The reason so many of us love what we do, you get to help people. You get to see their faces light up when they stand up, pain-free. You give them relief and sometimes even mobility they thought they'd lost forever. That feeling never gets old. I once had a client in her 30s who had never had a massage before. As I was working on her neck and back, I noticed something unusual near her spine. I told her she should mention it to her doctor at her next appointment. She didn't even know it was there. A year later, she came back to thank me. It turned out to be a tumor pressing near her spinal column. Her doctor told her that if she had waited any longer, she could have been paralyzed or worse. That moment changed everything for me. It reminded me exactly why I do this work. So yes, there are creepy moments, there are gross moments, but when you can make even one person's life better, it's all worth it. TLDR. Massage therapy can be tough and uncomfortable at times, but helping people heal, find relief, and sometimes even save their health makes it all worthwhile. Story 32. My sister used to work as a massage therapist at the Palms in Las Vegas. She was the one who handled all the big singers and bands in the green room before their shows. She told me that almost every single musician she worked on ended up reacting in a way that was less than professional. Many of them clearly expected extras, but she never once gave in. She always kept it professional. The worst experience for her, though, was with Kid Rock. She said he was the most unpleasant famous person she'd ever met. Not only did she find him unattractive, but she also said his whole energy just felt awful. Even though he didn't say or ask for anything inappropriate, she told me that his presence alone made her feel so gross that she wanted to shower before she even finished the session. TLDR. My sister massaged celebrities in Vegas. Many acted unprofessional. But Kid Rock stood out as the worst because of how awful his energy felt. Story 33. I've always been pretty comfortable handling whatever comes up during massages. But there was one day that I'll never forget. An older woman came in for a deep tissue session. Like most massages, we started with her lying face down while I worked on her back. And everything seemed normal. Then she asked if I could include abdominal work. That's not an unusual request. Abdominal massage can help with cramps and other issues. So I said yes and added it into the routine. The moment I placed my hands on her abdomen, I knew something was very wrong. After years of practice, massage therapists develop a kind of hypersensitivity to what we feel under our hands. It helps us find knots and problem areas. But this felt completely different. Instead of normal muscle tension, it felt like a mass of tangled cords. And worse, it actually squirmed under my hand. I yelped and jumped back. I told her she needed to go to the hospital immediately. She went, and sure enough, the doctors discovered she had intestinal parasites. She needed surgery, but it saved her life. As gross as it was in the moment, I'll never forget that I helped her catch something incredibly dangerous before it was too late. TLDR, I once discovered a client had intestinal parasites during an abdominal massage. It was horrifying, but the discovery sent her to the hospital and ultimately saved her life. Story 34. My mom mostly works with older women as her massage clients. One day, while she was working on the bottom of a client's feet, she noticed something strange. There were little hard, crunchy, crystal-like bumps under the skin. It wasn't something she usually came across. For some reason, my mom suspected it had to do with the client's daily use of artificial sweeteners. She suggested that the woman cut back on them for a while. Sure enough, within a week, those hard little bumps had disappeared. TLDR, my mom once found crystal-like bumps under a client's feet, told her to lay off artificial sweeteners, and they were gone in a week. Story 35, nothing too bad, but this one still makes me laugh. Back when I worked at a college, I signed up for a course of free massages. They were part of someone's research project, so once a week on my lunch break, I'd go strip down, get a nice massage, and then spend the rest of the day completely unproductive because I was so relaxed. But twice, just my luck, someone set off the fire alarm during my session, which meant I had to walk outside, right into the middle of town, wrapped in nothing but a couple of strategically draped towels. So there I was, standing on the street in broad daylight, looking like I had just escaped from a spa photo shoot gone wrong. TLDR, went for relaxing lunchtime massages at college. Twice, the fire alarm went off, and I ended up standing outside in the middle of town wrapped only in towels. Story 36. I've had two really weird experiences as a massage therapist. The first one happened during a session with a male client. About halfway through, when he turned over, he had an obvious physical reaction. In school, we were taught to just ignore it, cover with an extra blanket, and carry on professionally, so that's exactly what I did. He never asked for anything inappropriate, which was fine. But when I went back to clean the room afterward, I discovered he had taken matters into his own hands on top of the sheets and left a $20 bill on top of it. Not exactly the kind of tip I wanted. The second one was at a massage and flotation center. Some clients would do an Epsom salt float before their massage. After one man session, I went to clean out the float tank, only to realize he had done something very inappropriate in there, too. Because of the salt water, everything floated right on the surface, and I had to scoop it out with a pool strainer. From then on, we jokingly called that float tank the wank tank. TLDR, one client left behind a wrong kind of tip on a massage table, and another turned the float tank into something no one wanted to deal with. Story 37. Ooh, where do I even start? There was a creepy older guy who came for a massage without underwear, so I ended up seeing way more than I ever wanted to. Then there was the man who spent 5 minutes trying to convince me to give him extras. I work out a treatment room in my own home, and since he wasn't fully dressed, I felt too awkward to throw him out, though honestly I should have. Then there are the clients who don't shower before coming in. And of course, the really hairy-backed men. Not the worst, but the sensation of oily hair slipping between your fingers as they shed mid-massage is, let's just say, interesting. Oh, and one woman once told me she was Gandhi's best friend in a past life, even though the math of reincarnation didn't quite add up. There are also the guys who moan a little too enthusiastically when you hit a good spot in the massage. Always awkward. And then there's me, personally, try not to make things awkward. The massage room is supposed to be calm and serene, but sometimes holding a bodily function for an hour feels like the hardest part of the job. Story 38. I haven't had too many bad experiences yet. I've only been practicing for just under a year, but there are a couple that stand out. Some clients who are overweight and very unhealthy can have a distinct odor that's tough to ignore. One young woman in her early 20s smelled so strong that I actually skipped certain areas during the massage. That said, most of my clients who are overweight don't bother me at all. What I really struggle with are the people who don't eat properly. I once had a client who was extremely underweight and wanted deep pressure, but massaging her felt like I was pressing directly on bone instead of muscle, and that was really uncomfortable. Then there was the hair situation. I had just been joking with a co-worker about how hard it can be to massage really hairy men. My next client was a guy in his early 20s who had shaved his entire body, even his armpits, but had very long head hair. The strangest part? He had one random patch of chest hair left near his nipple, like he got interrupted mid-shave, and just never went back to finish. Definitely one of the weirder things I've seen. Story 39. One of my friend's clients was actually a very famous married celebrity. Every time he saw her, he would make suggestive comments and try to get her to do things with him. She refused every single time because, honestly, she said he gave her the creeps. He even offered her a job working at his property, and she tried it for a few weeks. But the whole experience just made her feel uncomfortable. Now, whenever she complains about all the study we have to do for our degree, I joke with her and say, you should have just taken the easy way out, had his kid, and lived off the hush money. Of course, I'm kidding, because honestly, I don't think I could have done it either. Story 40. I'm not a massage therapist anymore, but back when I had this Irish guy come in with terrible back pain. He told me he'd hurt himself at a concert and then, like a genius, waited 3 whole days before getting help. By the time he came to see me, his back was a mess. I worked on him for a while and eventually got to the lower back area, which can be tricky, but really important for releasing tension. By the time I was done, he said he felt amazing and kept thanking me. Now here's where I completely ruined it. For some reason, in my head, I thought it would be funny to sign off my massage with a silly little flourish. So I jokingly leaned down and gave a quick kiss on his lower back, thinking he'd laugh it off. He did not laugh. Instead, he jumped up in shock, which immediately sent his back into spasms again. His hands clenched up weirdly, and he looked at me like I completely lost my mind. Long story short, he didn't think it was funny, and I ended up in serious trouble over it. I lost my job, and it even went to court. Definitely one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in that career. Story 41. When I was first starting out and still a little naive, I had this one client who came in for a massage. I started working on his back when, out of nowhere, he said, I'm not a cop. I just kind of laughed it off and said, okay, well, cops need massages too, so it doesn't matter to me. A couple minutes later, he suddenly asked, so where do you get to the, you know, extra part? I was completely caught off guard. I quickly told him, that's not what we do here. He immediately got up, got dressed, and walked out without another word. The funny thing is, he still left the money on the table. Since then, I've had a few other awkward moments, like clients who got a little too relaxed. But as long as nobody crosses a line, I just ignore it and keep it professional. Story 42. I'm a 21-year-old female massage therapist, and I've been doing this for about 3 years. Honestly, I've only had 2 experiences that really stood out, and even those weren't that bad. The first one was with a very large woman who clearly hadn't showered in a few days. Her hair was greasy. Her breath was so strong I could smell it while leaning over her. And to top it off, she was rude. Every single thing I did, she criticized me for. She complained constantly and snapped at me whenever I asked her basic questions. Then, while I was working on her hamstrings, she let one rip right on me. And the cherry on top? She left a terrible review for my boss, even though I've never gotten bad reviews. Luckily, my boss knew my track record and tossed it out. But when I went to change the sheets, I found brownish smears shaped exactly like her body rolls. I just stood there thinking, EW, I will never unsee this. The second incident was less gross and more awkward. A spiritual naturalist called me one day and asked if I would do a completely undraped, fully nude massage for him. He insisted nothing inappropriate would happen and even offered to bring his wife along to make me feel more comfortable. Since there are no draping laws in Florida, I told him yes, but he never actually booked the appointment. Honestly, I was kind of relieved. The thing is, I don't care about weight, gender, or most personal details of my clients. I've worked on everyone, 70-year-old veterans, kids on the autism spectrum, people who are sick, healthy, stressed, or just curious. The only clients that are tough for me are undiagnosed fibromyalgia patients because their muscles feel like concrete. There's no clear definition between them, and they usually feel more pain than others. But here's what I always tell people. Massage therapists don't care about your body type. We see so many different shapes and sizes that it doesn't matter. The only thing I ask is please, please take a shower first. Good hygiene makes the whole experience better for both of us. At the end of the day, I love my job. I even do massage work at anime and nerd conventions here in Florida, since I live right between UCF and Full Sail University. Nerds, holistic folks, veterans, kids, you name it, I work with them. And seeing someone walk out feeling better than when they walked in, totally worth it. Story 43. Massage therapist here. Honestly, I can't stand this job anymore. I've had to touch way too many dirty feet, and it's not fun. Older clients are the hardest to deal with, not because of who they are, but because of the smell and the condition of their feet. And then there are men who sometimes get, well, let's just say unwanted reactions on the table. I get that it can be a natural response, but it's still super uncomfortable for me as a therapist. And here's a special message for people who use tanning beds and then come in for a massage. Please stop. The smell of burnt skin is overwhelming, and being stuck in a small room with it makes me want to gag. Between the bad smells, the awkward situations, and the visuals I'll never forget, you'd hope that at least the money would make it worth it. But nope, most clients are terrible tippers. I'll work so hard to help someone feel better, and then they hand me $5 like that's fair pay. Now, on top of all of that, I've developed painful cysts in my wrists from the physical strain. Sure, I could get them removed, but with how demanding this career is, they'd just come back. And I've only been doing this for about 3 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I know there are massage therapists out there who truly love what they do, and I respect them so much for looking past all the negatives. But for me, I'm burnout, in pain, and desperate to find a way out. Story 44. My girlfriend is a massage therapist, and when I told her about this discussion, she shared one of her strangest experiences. She had a regular client who would come in and, during a simple foot massage, he would actually become physically aroused. The weirdest part? He would sometimes finish without even touching himself. It was just from the foot massage alone. Since my girlfriend runs her own business, she couldn't really afford to turn clients away at the time. So, unfortunately, she ended up seeing this guy more than once. Thankfully, he hasn't come back in a while. And of course, like many massage therapists, she's had plenty of people ask for extras, but she always refuses. She's there to give a professional massage, nothing more. Story 45. One time, I had a client ask me to massage her cheeks before we started. Naturally, I thought she meant her face muscle. By the end of the massage, she said, "You never did what you promised." Turns out, she meant her glute muscle. Now, working on the glutes is actually really normal in massage therapy. They're some of the most overworked muscles in the body, and a lot of therapists will only touch them if the client specifically asks. So, while she was still on the table under the sheet, I apologized for misunderstanding, asked her to roll over, and told her that next time she could just say glutes to avoid confusion. So, I began working on her glutes. After a few moments, she started making noises. At first, it sounded like she was just relaxing, which isn't unusual. But then she started saying things like, "Yes, right there," and eventually asked me to move my hands lower and further in. At that point, I calmly told her that I could not massage in that area. That's when she rolled over, threw the sheet aside, and told me that she was paying me to do what she wanted. She even said, "I know how massage places really work," which made it very clear what she was expecting. I told her, "This is a professional establishment, not that kind of place," apologized, and left the room. I explained briefly to the front desk what happened before she came out to pay. The kicker? A few days later, my boss, who wasn't the nicest person, confronted me. He told me the client refused to pay and basically said, "I just wouldn't get paid for that session." Talk about adding insult to injury. Story 46. I should start by saying I'm a straight male massage therapist. When I first began working, I got a job at one of those big massage chains. Over time, I built up a solid group of regular clients. About 6 months in, I decided I was going to move to Arizona, and I let a lot of my clients know. One of them, an older man, said to me, "Since you're leaving, why don't we do a private session at your normal rate? I'll even buy you lunch." I figured, why not? Free food, plus I'd make 4 times what the chain paid me. We met for lunch a couple weeks later, and things seemed normal. We talked about family, work, life, all that. Then he asked me to follow him to where we'd do the session. I assumed would be his house, but instead, he pulled into a hotel parking lot. Immediately, my instincts told me something felt off, but I rationalized it. Maybe he was just uncomfortable having a stranger at his house. Fine. I brought him my table, set up, and stepped into the bathroom so he could get ready. The massage started out fine. For the first 45 minutes, nothing unusual. Then, when I asked him to roll over, I noticed he was visibly aroused. I tried to ignore it, telling myself it was just a physical reaction that would pass. And thankfully, it did. But a few minutes later, while I was working on his legs, he said something that crossed a line. Then he reached out and touched me and followed it with an offer for extra money. That was it for me. I stopped immediately, told him the session was over, stepped outside so he could get dressed, and left right after collecting payment for the time I had worked. I thought that would be the end of it, but the worst part came the next day. I called my workplace to let them know I didn't want him booking with me anymore. At first, I just said it was personal, but my boss demanded the full story, so I told her. The following day, I got another call. Instead of thanking me for exposing someone who could have made other therapists uncomfortable, they told me I was fired. Why? Because I had broken a company rule about not seeing clients outside of work. So there I was, punished for protecting myself and possibly others. Looking back, I realized I should have walked away the moment I saw we were headed to a hotel. My instincts were right. I just ignored them. Lesson learned.